A popular decor website that claims to make nature home is selling tumbleweeds. A large one will set you back $88 plus shipping. That's causing some chuckles in Northwest Shrub Steppe country. Correspondent Anna King reports from Richland.
Specially trained firefighters at Hanford in southeast Washington burned 30,000 cubic feet of tumbleweeds in just one spot earlier this year. Out here, Chief Nicholas Thomas says a massive pile of weeds is called a jackpot.
Doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're talking about tumbleweed pile that's about a mile long and 6 feet high, that's a lot of tumbleweeds that have, you know, piled up and collected over the past couple years.
And a pile of the weeds can burn 6 to 10 feet tall. And burning tumbleweeds at the Hanford Nuclear Cleanup Site with sensitive areas takes a lot of paperwork.
The piles have to be, they have to be surveyed to ensure that they don't have any radiation or any kind of contamination. And then we have to make sure we're not in a cultural sensitive zone as well for the Native Americans. And then also as far as any kind of specialized owl, burrowing squirrel, or anything else that hangs out around the Hanford site.
Also called the Russian thistle, the tumbleweed was likely brought to the West in a bad load of flaxseed. On the Bloomist website, tumbleweeds are featured in large bowls with stark modern photography. But in the mid-Columbia, the weed grows quickly in the margins of irrigation pivots or the edges of roads. Ray Liu with Washington State University is based in Prosser. She has studied weeds for 15 years.
Once it establishes, it's just hard to get rid of. And you can use like mowing or taking them out from once they're before it gets too big. But once they are established and the plant matures, it just it can take a lot of resources to totally control this species.
Bloomist says the weeds have been popular since their shop went live. The tumbleweeds come from a farm in Utah, says Michael Zung, the company's CEO, and they are sculptural, he says.
You know, if you actually Google dried tumbleweed, we come up number one. And we work with a farmer in Utah that delivers these for us.
Zung says criticism of the tumbleweed shipments has come up before, but he says they're worth it.
In the Northeast, we don't have them. And a lot of people like them in their homes for certain decor items, and they're large. So shipping, cleaning something like that up, you know, we don't just pick any of them in the ditch. It takes labor to go get them. They're prickly, so you have to wear gloves.
But tumbleweeds are more than a small nuisance in the West.
We have confirmed no one is in this car, but we are trying to access the license plate.
Back in 2020 on the Hanford site, cars with people in them were buried in tumbleweeds by strong winds. It was called Tumblegeddon. Tumbleweeds are still the star of old Western songs, but now the weeds are newly expanding their range beyond the West with the help of the web plus postage. Tumbling along, I'm Anna King.
Instrumental music by James Dean Kindle.